Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History. I'm Claire Ridgway. I'm an author and I also run the Tudor Society as well. Tudor history is pretty much my life at the moment, a Tudor nut. Okay, on this day in Tudor history, the 26th of July 1588, so that means that we're in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, 4,000 men assembled at Tilbury Fort. This was a fort that was on the Thames estuary in Essex, and it had been built by Elizabeth's father, King Henry VIII, on the site of a dissolved monastery. Now, these troops, these 4,000 men, these troops were there to guard the eastern approach to London from the expected invasion by the Spanish Armada. So that was the reason that they were being gathered at Tilbury Fort. Now, the Spanish Armada had first been spotted off English shores on the 19th of July, off the Lizard. The time when, according to legend, and I do love this legend, Sir Francis Drake insisted on finishing his game of bowls on Plymouth Hoe before leaving to vanquish the Spanish threat. You know, he was not concerned. You know, he was going to finish his game before dashing off to deal with the Spaniards. And on the 19th of July, Lord Howard of Effingham and Sir Francis Drake had set sail from Plymouth with 55 ships in pursuit of the Spanish Armada. 2 days later, there was a skirmish off Eddystone, followed by a more serious engagement 2 days later off the Isle of Portland, where two Spanish ships, the Rosario and the San Salvador, were abandoned after being damaged. On the 25th of July, two more Spanish ships were wrecked off the Isle of Wight. Now, by the 22nd of July, news of the Spanish threat had reached Queen Elizabeth, who was at Richmond at the time. The news reached her by a system of beacons. But Elizabeth didn't panic. She impressed her royal council with her calm reaction to the news. She knew that her navy, with its smaller, lighter and faster ships, was, in the words of Effingham, the strongest that any prince in Christendom hath. And she composed a prayer of intercession, which was read out in England's churches across the country. And then Queen, Council and country waited for Spain to make their next move. In the meantime, the Queen's favourite, Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, who'd been appointed Lieutenant and Captain General of the Queen's armies and companies, was gathering troops at Tilbury Fort. So he was the one sort of responsible for these 4,000 men being gathered. And this was in anticipation of an attack by Spain, of them coming up the Thames in an attempt to attack London. He'd also created a blockade of boats across the Thames, so England was prepared for this invasion from Spain. And on the 27th of July 1588, he invited his queen to visit the troops at Tilbury, which she did on the 8th of August, making that famous speech that has become known as the Tilbury speech to them. And she made that speech on the 9th of August. Now, actually, by this point, the Spanish Armada had been defeated and the surviving ships were on their way home. But news hadn't reached Tilbury or the Queen that had happened. So it was still important for her to rally the troops to action. And she did so. It's an amazing speech. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.